This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, brought to you by our good friends, Innovated Construction. We want to thank Randy and Stephanie Green for their continued support, especially from Innovated Construction. Underneath the Innovated Companies umbrella, you can learn more about them at InnovatedCompanies.com. They can help you with new construction, project planning. They can do your residential, your commercial, industrial, land development, anything you need. Make sure you give them an opportunity for your business, InnovatedCompanies.com. As we enter in another week of Stanton Watch, we are very excited to bring to you guys on the airwaves here a gentleman that has, without question, been at the forefront of reporting. He has embraced the St. Louis community as own. Even though he's not from St. Louis, he's located in Southern California. That's where you'll find him. And Benji, a friend of yours, Craig Mish from SiriusXM, was happy to join us, mainly because he says you were kind enough to join him and is a big fan of yours as well.
Oh man, that would be cool to have him. He's a very, very intelligent man and a very knowledgeable man, and he knows what he's talking about. So we better pay attention as fans, you know.
Well, a lot of people, there's been a lot of fans, and fans are frustrated, and I get it. And they're like, well, John Heyman reports something 1 minute, and Bob Nightingale the next is the complete opposite, and all this kind of stuff. I found Craig Mish a few days ago, and what I was impressed by was his willingness to tell somebody, yeah, I know some things, but I'm not going to say, because that means, A, they've told me something and told me I can't tell, or I'm not going to tell you rumor or innuendo as fact. So he has been very factual in his reporting, and I appreciate it. He's also will tell you his opinion, and anytime a guy that's this honest gives you an opinion, it tells me some things going on behind the scenes. So therefore, I was really excited when he agreed to be on our show. Again, you can find Craig Mish at SiriusXM. He is a national sports radio host for them. He's located in South Florida and, again, has a great pulse on the Stanton rumors. So without further hesitation, let's welcome in Craig Mish. Craig, how are you?
How are you guys doing? What's going on?
Well, first off, as a St. Louis Cardinal fan, and I wouldn't even venture to call myself a media member because I'm not near smart enough, not near good enough at this to call myself a media member. We're a fan podcast, right? So, but as a fan, I want to take just the first few seconds of this, and I want to thank you for what I would call responsible reporting. There's a lot of stuff going on Twitter. Social media is hot and active. A lot of people are frustrated with certain journalists and blah, 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 and last night I had kind of told somebody when your name came up on Twitter, I said, listen, it's one thing that Craig has been on top of this since day one. The reason I think that we should be really paying attention to what Craig Mish has to say is because you've taken this and not turned it into a circus. You've been very honest. You refuse to use rumor and innuendo and speculation as fact. You've been honest and said, look, I do know some things, but I can't talk about them because you respect the privacy when somebody says, look, you can't talk about this. So, therefore, first off, as a fan, let me thank you for that.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's definitely put me more in focus here. And, look, I really appreciate all the kind words and everybody who's listening to the podcast and all the Cardinals fan and Cardinals Nation for sure. I really don't have a horse in this game, so to speak. I'm just kind of trying to report it as it goes. in terms of people who, you know, may be saying things. I mean, look, they have a job to do, and their job is to get people to go to their website and to get, you know, people to pay for services or whatever the case may be. And look, if I was in that same situation, I would be the one probably pumping out stories every single day. But I don't have stake in that game, and so I'm just simply reporting it as it is.
Interesting. I had mentioned to you last night that you've created quite a fan base for yourself, even though you're from South Florida here in St. Louis. When the fans come down to Jupiter, I'm not quite sure you'll have to buy a beer at a game. I think the fans will be happy to buy you one.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing games in Jupiter and attending spring training there for 10 years, so I feel like I have a pretty good idea about Cardinal Nation and their fan base there. It's funny, as a kid, I used to go to spring training in West Palm Beach, and I've always been just a big fan of the game, and now I'm teaching my son the same sort of thing, you know, to interact with the players and how that's done. I've always been a fan of that. Well, and the broadcaster, Al Hrabowski, you know, when I was a kid, he, you know, put the picture of him strangling me. And when the Cardinals came in town a couple of years ago, I showed him the picture, and he was blown away. He couldn't believe it. And I've always been a big fan of the team and the organization. I'm not necessarily saying, like, I'm rooting for the Cardinals to get Giancarlo Stanton. That is not the case. I have no opinion whatsoever on that. But I do respect the passion that the Cardinals fans have and the organization has. There's no doubt about it. They're top-notch.
Well, let's start from the beginning of this whole thing. As a Cardinal fan, I think, again, we have, quote-unquote, finished second quite a bit lately for players that we've been interested in. A lot of Cardinal fans went into this thing saying, I have no idea how in the heck we're going to bring on a guy that makes that much money. There's no way this franchise is going to do that. You sent a tweet out last night that really kind of put Cardinal fan in check a little bit, letting us know not only have we offered the best prospects, now you've heard something we thought we'd never do, we've offered more money. Were you surprised by that? I mean, do you have the pulse of the Cardinals' history and some of the negotiations that kind of didn't go our way because of money? Were you surprised the Cardinals ponied up that money?
Yeah, I have the pulse for sure, because I've seen the players come in and out each year and dealt with them in spring training a lot. So, but you know what? It's really not that surprising, because I think the Cardinals had to go into this, at least from rumor and innuendo, at least from that perspective. And even if that only counts for 5 or 10% of their opinion, just the perception, if it's 5%, 10%, they had to say, hey, in order for us to get Stanton, the first thing that we got to do is we got to make a better offer than anybody else, or at least a better offer than the team we're competing with. So, no, it didn't surprise me to see them go in with more money and offering potentially the best player in the deal. So I just think it speaks to, you know, what the Cardinals' plan was. I know they've had a tough run of it. They haven't made the postseason in a couple of years, but they always have the pulse of the fan base, it would seem. And I think that they definitely went further in on Stanton in order to try and at least persuade the Marlins to push or accept for that deal. I just don't know that it's going to work.
I think you surprised a lot of fans with a tweet last night when you sent out your percentages and you labeled the Cardinals third in what appears to be a two-team race, and you actually put them behind L.A. I believe it's because, and I believe this, L.A. is still lurking. This whole thing screams to me that Giancarlo, and again, I don't know this, and even if you did, I'm sure you wouldn't say, but it screams to me that he's trying to pull L.A. into this, and that's why we don't have a resolution yet. You know, is there anything that you see that would make you believe that he realistically could pick us over San Francisco if L.A. doesn't jump in this thing?
I don't know him very well personally. I don't. My experiences with him is just like any other reporter or broadcaster who sees him in a group setting or sometimes one-on-one. I cannot try and put myself in his mind. The only thing that I can tell you is that the Cardinals, when push came to shove, if it was up to the Marlins, they would accept the Cardinals' deal. Now, how far down the line, if the Dodgers are out of this, will they say, hey, please accept the Cardinals, please, please, please? I don't think they have any pull whatsoever. They have none. It's completely his decision. So it would be a surprise for him to go ahead of those other two teams, but it wouldn't be a shock to me, because maybe he just at some point decides, this is where I want to be. I can't ever put myself in the position of the athlete, because I never thought LeBron James was going to leave Cleveland to go to Miami. I never thought he'd leave Miami to go back to Cleveland. These things happen.
Yeah, the big thing for me as I look at this tells me, and again, Cardinal fans of all weighed in with 80,000 different theories, and they're all good ones, right? Like, there's really no theory off the table. The big one here being, if the Marlins, and by all accounts they do, I don't think any of you guys have been shy about sharing, the Marlins love our prospects. They love them. And we've offered better prospects. That's a no-brainer. You don't even have to be a rocket scientist to know that. San Francisco's farm system, really, it ranks near the bottom for a reason. So we've offered the better prospects, and everything we've read, which I understand why Cardinal fan has thought, okay, we obviously didn't pony up the money. Everybody's saying the money's what's important to Miami. So we went in with prospects and we tried to lowball them again. Well, then we find out that's not what we did. So now Cardinal fans confused going, wait a minute. We offered the best prospects. Now we've offered the most money. Why would Miami, as a front office, even take the San Francisco deal to Giancarlo? Why would they do that? They could get our prospects and more money. I say they're at a point, and this is only based on everything I see. The one thing it seems like all you guys agree on, Miami wants him gone.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance that he returns. I've said 0%. That's my opinion there. I'm doing these interviews, and people are floating these ideas. Well, let's say that, you know, he just, you know, holds out and, you know, he plays the season in my, it is not happening. He's going to be traded. Now, I reported yesterday that this happens in 2 to 3 days. I've reported 20 things. Maybe I'll be right on 19 and wrong on one. So far, I got a pretty good percentage. Maybe I'm wrong on this, and I'll admit it. If I am on anything, I'll always admit it. I think the deal is getting done. It's just a matter of, is LA going to play ball with this? And if not, the Cardinals have nothing. The fans have nothing to be upset about with this point, especially with that, with the attempt here. They went as far as they could. It's very apparent at this point the Marlins are not in a position of power. They can say whatever they want. They are not in that position. They have to move the contract, and that is why, if they go to Giancarlo and they say, "Look at these two teams, St. Louis, amazing." Giants, well, maybe not so good. He may say, I don't care. I want the Giants, and they have to do it. No choice.
Hey, Craig, that plays into my theory, and I'm just going to spitball this with Jim. We talk about it every time we have a World Series here that, oh, my gosh, the Cardinals now can sit back and do nothing for the next couple of years. Don't have to go out and get the front talent, the free agent talent, because the fans are going to keep showing up for 3 or 4 more years. Now, all of a sudden, Jim, you start hearing that the Cardinals actually have the best offer. Are you going to be satisfied with that and say, okay, well, I'll still go to the ballpark? Or are you still going to be pissed saying we needed this guy?
No, I'm not, and that was kind of where I was going to go with Craig. Craig, it's almost like you're on staff for the Cardinals. I say that jokingly, but you really have defended the Cardinals here because obviously you do have the pulse, and you knew Cardinal fans were probably going to hold them accountable if this didn't happen. I mean, you really are on record as saying the Cardinals really can't do any more than they've done.
For sure. I listen, when they signed, you know, and I'll go through it. When they signed Brett Cecil, I didn't think that was a good deal. I said it on my radio show. I didn't understand it at the time. I thought he was a pretty good pitcher, but I couldn't understand it. In spring training last year, there was this notion that this was a fun-loving team now, and they're going on all these trips, and, oh, the clubhouse has changed, and it's going to be fun. And I didn't see any of that. Looked the same as it always has. The only difference was Matt Holliday wasn't there. But I call it how it is. The Cardinals have done everything possible in this situation to try and acquire this guy. It's not their decision. If Giancarlo Stanton, as I've said earlier today, if he didn't have a no-trade clause, he'd be a Cardinal. This would be the end of it. He'd be on the Cardinals this year. But he can block a trade, and it appears as though he's willing to play a little poker to see if the Dodgers get involved.
Couple more things here for you. This morning you went on a local radio station. You said something that has sparked Cardinals fans a little bit. I don't think you said this. I think Cardinal fans are taking what you said and now adding their conspiracy theory in. You said that you're not so sure if he was to pick San Francisco over St. Louis that it would be 100% about geography. Fans have taken that now to, well, there, here we go again. There's a problem with Matheny in the clubhouse. John Stanton's heard about it. He doesn't want to play for, they call him Manifesto, or they call him Chess Club. Do you hear anything that would make you believe that he wouldn't want to play for Mike Matheny?
Mike Matheny, I know, has come under a lot of fire. I talked to him a lot when the Cardinals came to Miami in the middle of the season. And one of my favorite men, like, just such an amazing guy. Was talking about the team. Magnura Sierra was one of the players we were talking about at the time he made his debut in Miami. I don't see it. I don't buy that at all, and I don't know where that came from. The only thing that I could tell you is that the situation is fluid. And if I'm going to be on top of the story, I got to try and cover every angle of this. And that would include places that Stan would be willing to go. And in some of the discussions that I'm having, there are some locations that and again, I can't confirm it yet, so I'm not going to put it out there, but I think there may be some locations involved here that aren't that far from St. Louis. So that maybe potentially he would approve. So it kind of threw me off a little bit to think that would possibly be the case. So, but I don't believe it has anything to do with internally in the clubhouse, although it could. I mean, Stanton could be speaking to somebody and him, a player somewhere on some team saying, hey, don't go there. I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to follow that up with this then. And again, I know you're not in the business of confirming or denying, especially other people's stories and pulses. John Heyman had reported a few days ago, which was interesting and really gave Cardinal fans a lot of hope, that while everybody thought California was a slam dunk and when San Francisco got involved it was over, he had reported that he had sources, these same sources that are saying he didn't want to come to the Midwest or whatever it was, that Stanton was actually a little concerned about the Giants and their ability to compete right away. All the same things that it just takes a normal baseball fan to look at and go, poor farm system. Okay, they really struggled last year. They're aging. They on record is saying they really don't want to spend any more money, so he's not a dummy. He knows how much money he makes, so if you bring him in, how are you going to add any more money? They've got guys that are going to need to get paid again soon, so he's got a little baseball thought in this too. I mean, is it just as possible? He's looking at this thing going, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go to somebody that I think is going to win right now. And maybe he doesn't think we're ready.
Yeah, I think from again, everything changing quickly, I think it's very, very important for him to go to a winning situation, without a doubt. I think that's coming more into the forefront than I actually would have believed as far as the location. But I will say also this, the Giants, if they had just a horrific year last year, anything that could go wrong went wrong. And like the Cardinals, the Giants are a top-notch organization that is never going to take a year off. They just don't do it. They're right back at it every year. They're in on Otani. They're in on Stanton. Remember, Bumgarner missed the whole year. Cueto had the worst year of his career. It's not a perfect situation there. It's not as good as a Cardinals situation. But you know what? You put Stanton on that team, it may be. It may very well be because he's that good. 59 home runs. So maybe 50 in that park, maybe less. So, look, you can create a narrative to try and play the favorite any way you want it. I see San Francisco as a good spot because they're always committed to winning, and I'm sure that he was presented that when he met with them.
All right, I got just a couple quick things for you because I know we're running out of time with you. Your thoughts, Cardinal fans' concerns that, okay, this is an odd concern. Man, what if we get him? Then what? Are we done? I'm on record as saying they can't be done. They have to address the bullpen. Now, maybe they don't get another hitter, even though we think they need another hitter, but they have to address the bullpen. Do you see any way, shape, or form where if they get him that they're done?
I don't think they're done, but I don't think that they're going to go out and spend another $100 million on someone. I don't think that would be the wise thing to do. And I understand what you're saying about the bullpen part of it. I've just never been a big advocate of paying money to that closer. Like, it just never seems to work out. These guys flame out very quickly. Yes, it's worked out for Kenley Jansen. He's the best in the game, but I could go through the list. I mean, including the guy in the Giants, Melanson, who basically didn't pitch last.
Craig?
Piecing it together? Yeah.
Oh, we thought we lost you there for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the Cardinals have been really good at piecing it together. You saw when Rosenthal struggled 2 years ago, they brought in Sung Hwan Oh, he did a fantastic job, and then he got a little tired this year, and Rosenthal obviously wasn't himself. I think that they'll be able to piece it together. I don't see them going out and spending money for a Greg Holland or a Wade Davis per se, but I think they'll be okay in that category.
Last question. I've beat this drum since day one. When the rumors came out about San Francisco, there was a rumor they were going to take the whole contract. I didn't believe it for 1 minute. And the reason I didn't believe it was because Giancarlo Stanton went unclaimed in waivers in August. And I said to everybody, listen, the only reason not to claim him is that you don't want $300 million. So I don't understand anybody thinking that at any – I just don't see somebody not claiming him in August and then showing up in November and saying, sure, we'll take the $300 and we'll give you our top prospects. So I don't think anybody – is willing to take on the whole contract. Would you have to agree with that?
Well, the John Morosi report of 250 was pretty darn close, and if the Cardinals are above that, we're also pretty close to it. Now, it's not the whole thing, but my gosh, like that's a huge chunk to pick up, like not even half of it. And the waiver situation I would disagree with, because and I mentioned this at the top when we started, and you can take a look at this after we're done. Look at Stanton's numbers from the time those discussions started in July until the end of the season. He was arguably the best player in baseball from that point on. He had one of the best Augusts in the history of the game. So if that August was July, maybe somebody would have picked him up off waivers at that point. He had a historic month of August. I think his play changed the perception. I think if they had to do it all over again, somebody would take on the contract right now in full, without a doubt.
So in essence, the only reason not to have claimed him is you didn't want the money, though, because the only worry was, right, is that Marlins would say, after talking to you for 24 hours about trying to get something from you, the only worry really is that they look at you and go, you know what, he's yours. Happy, good luck with the contract. I mean, that's really the only reason not to claim him, right?
Right, but he could block the deal. They could be right back at square one.
Well, that's the question.
They could try to work.
If he was claimed, could he block it because he has a no trade, or is a no trade different than a no movement?
I think that he would have to. The old regime had a agreement, a handshake agreement with him. This is the old Jeffrey Loria, David Sampson regime, and a lot of the guys who have been let go, that if any team showed interest in him, beyond the point of LO, they would go to Stanton or his representatives and say, hey, here's where we're at. Here is the discussion. And that's where my report in July actually originated from, when they went to him at that point.
Aha. So interesting stuff. Well, Craig, I'll tell you what, man, you've been so on top of this. We appreciate it. Obviously, when you hang up, Benji Molina, who's on the line and really just been listening this whole time, I know you guys know one another, and I'm interested to hear Benji's thoughts on everything that you've reported. But really, we appreciate you taking the time. I know our listeners are going to love this because, like I said, you've become kind of an iconic guy here in St. Louis for a guy right out. You're the second most popular guy from South Florida right now. You know that?
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm happy to hear it. Let me tell you, here's the next theory that I'm going to float out there. Okay?
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to write this down.
My last theory here is that Jose Molina is going to call the Yankees and lobby for Stanton to go there. We got Yadi, who's going to call Stanton and say to come to St. Louis. And then we got Benji, who's going to call Stanton and say to go to San Francisco. So the Molina brothers, one of the three, is going to factor in as to where Stanton ends up this year. How about that theory?
Well, I'll give you my theory. Benji can't win at fantasy football, and Jose can't win at fantasy football. So I would guess that Yachty's going to win. He's coming to St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, Greg, I've been listening to you and you know, you guys, and you're right on the money, man. You're right on the money with everything that you just said to us. It's very, very true. I know a lot of fans are just, like, dying to have this guy in our team. They're just dying for whatever reason it is. I know he's a good player and everything, but they're just dying. So they're making it look like it's very simple, and it just comes down like what you said. It's him. Does he want to come to St. Louis? And I don't want anybody in my team that doesn't want to be here, even if he gets traded and say, okay, I'll go to St. Louis. But what about his attitude? Maybe he wanted to go to L.A., but they couldn't done a deal and things like that, you know. So I'm not even worried about Stanton anymore. I want to see my plan A all the way, you know, like in the bullpen or in a hitter, a couple hitters maybe we can help, or a starter that could help us out over the hump. The Stanton deal, it's all up to him, man. And if he doesn't want to come in this area, I mean, like I said before, if he wants to, it's awesome. We'll have him in our lineup. That would be great. But if he doesn't want to, I mean, let him go, man. What the heck? Let's go find somebody that wants to be here and play for us, you know?
Yeah, and you know what, Benji, you're right. And I think that this is going to play itself out where you know that if he wants to go to St. Louis and the Dodgers say no, we're going to know, because he will have chose the Cardinals over the Giants if it comes to that. So it's
but also,
from a player's
the West Coast, right? He's from the West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if he's looking at L.A., if he's looking at the San Francisco Giants, and, I mean, the Cardinals, and I want people to understand this, and you already said it, and Jimbo, you guys have been saying it. They've done all they could, dude. They've done all they can. They put the best prospects. They assume, you know, they're getting their money most money after. They did everything they can for people to think that the Cardinals have done nothing to acquire this man. It's full of it. You know, whoever thinks that, it's full of it big time, because the Cardinals has done everything. So if he doesn't work out, I don't want people here blaming the Cardinals for not getting him. It's all up to freaking Stanton, dude. That's what it is. It comes down to that.
Yeah, and the last thing that I'll add on this is that, look, I've had my opinion in July that he wouldn't go to St. Louis. I've softened on that from things that I've heard. Here is the bottom line with opinions. That's all they're worth at this point. I don't know for sure. No reporter knows for sure. The only one that knows for sure is Stanton. Anything else that we're doing is speculating as to whether or not he would accept a trade here. Nobody firmly knows the answer. It's all conjecture at this point. So, you know, I would not hold that against him until we get the full truth on it. And by the way, Benji, thank you for sending me the book about you and your family and your father a couple of years ago. It was a great read. I really appreciate that. It was very well done. Thank you.
Oh, no, thanks, man. Thank you for being on our show, man, and being honest, like Jimbo said, you know, just thank you for being honest, man. And next year, if you're a fantasy football guy, you want to lose your money, come up to our league, man. We'll appreciate
you. You know I'm a fantasy expert on Sirius XM. That's my job. So bring it on.
Hey, so you're not allowing this league, man. Sorry.
Hey, Craig, I got to tell you one thing before you go. I want to remind you, I'll let Benji answer for Jose, okay? But I promise you, and our Cardinal fans know this, one thing you're wrong, the only thing you've been wrong about to this point, if Benjamin Molina calls Giancarlo Stanton and touts one team in this whole deal, it's going to be the St. Louis Cardinals. I promise you that.
Yeah, I know. I had to associate some team in this little fun game that I played, and I wasn't going to pick the Angels. You know, Benji, I'm not going to pick the Angels here, I picked San Francisco.
Hey, and Jose works for the Angels, so Jose probably goes for the Angel on this day. You know, he works for them.
Gotcha.
So.
Oh, no,
gotcha.
You guys are you guys are family first. If he called, he's going to say, hey, you got to go with my brother. That's how these guys are, Craig. You know that. It's family first with these guys.
Yeah, tremendous. And, you know, watching Benji play all those years and Gold Glove and everything, I've always been a fan, and it's he's always smiling, you know, always a really good conversation with him, too. And I saw Benji in Miami last year for a night. I was surprised, very happily surprised. And anytime you guys need me to do this, whether it's about the Cardinals, the Marlins, or anything else, I'm happy to do it.
Craig, thank you so much. I know you've already went over on the allotted time that you had for us, because I know you're one of the most popular guys, right? Like I said, you're the second most popular guy in South Florida. Thank you for joining us today. And again, if there's ever anything we can do for you and your shows, please let us know. But thank you so much. And I know Cardinal Nation, all the Cardinal fans really appreciate you.
Yeah,
thanks for having
so
me, guys. Really appreciate
thanks,
it. Bud. Anytime, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Craig.
Hey, great stuff. Lots of fun there, guys. Let me tell you. Thank you so much to Craig Mish. For most of you that have been following this, he's the national sports radio host for Sirius XM. There's been a, you know, and Benji, you've been through this as a player, man. There have been so many people out there that have been following this. It's like, you know, he used the term clickbait and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's so many people reporting this. And guys want to be first, and guys want to be early on in stories and things like that. Craig really has taken the tact of, I'm going to report just what I know, what I can prove. And then, of course, I'm happy to give you my opinion, but I'm going to make sure you know it's just my opinion. So that's why I think he's been a great follow in this thing. And like I said, I know you know him and you respect him. He's been great. St. Louis Cardinal fans love him right now.
He's been awesome. He's been awesome, straight up, man. I like people when they go honest like this and they don't start making rumors or they don't start putting words in other people's, especially players. When he said that it's a Stanton's decision, dude, believe it. It's a Stanton's decision, 100%. They can come up with the Giants. They can come up with the L.A. And if Stanton wants to go to St. Louis and that's the one. He's not going to make a decision on the best deal like people are making it look like. Oh, we got the best deal here in San Francisco. Oh, we got the best deal. Oh, we got the most money in St. Louis. The hell with that. Just understand this. The Stanton's going to make the best decision. He's going to be saying, the Marlins don't want me. They want to trade me. The hell with you, Marlins. I want to get to the place I want to go. So, believe me, it's 100% on him.
Well, I don't know. Steve-O, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, you went a little bit different direction than I did when you were talking, when you were asking about the whole St. Louis thing, if it was a clubhouse thing. I went a little bit more on the political side. And Benji, my question for you, and I don't even know how to relate this. St. Louis has so many athletes that come here and end up staying here, residing here for the rest of their life. How big of the community unrest that we have, and make no bones about it, there's some serious St. Louis community unrest out there. Does that play into these athletes deciding what they're going to do? Obviously, there's pockets in and around the community that he can move and be isolated, but does somebody want to be associated with that? Does somebody like that think that he's going to have to come in and immediately be on the political forefront saying, hey, we got to help things out in the community?
Oh, that plays a huge part on it, on the decision for him. Remember, St. Louis is going through, in some places, of course, is going through a hard time right now with the police and all that stuff. So that's another thing to consider. L.A. and the Dodgers, it's a tough place to live. Very expensive, very, very hard, a lot of traffic, whatever you want to put. And you go to the Giants, it's in the city. It's a lot of traffic. Do you want to go through all that crap again? You know what I'm saying? Like, so every town has their ways. Every town has their good and bad. That goes into the decision big time. It really plays, man. If he wants to come here to St. Louis and he feels safe and he feels good, his family or whatever you want to call it, he'll come over. But if he doesn't feel that way, he's not gonna go. But yeah, he plays a big role on the city, you know what you're saying.
You know, if a lot of fans, and again, I'm not critical, fans are entitled to their opinion. They can say whatever they want to say. But I think sometimes you got to be a little bit realistic. And I'm going to throw this at you, Benji. I want people to think, like, I try to always look at the other side, and sometimes I even argue the other side when I don't necessarily think it's the case. In this thing here, I'm going to throw some stuff out at some people. And again, I've been, like, all over this thing, right? So, like, I've looked at it 1,000 different ways. And again, I don't call myself a media guy. I'm not. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough at this to be what I would call a real media guy, right? But this is the closest I've ever been. I've been fortunate enough because of our show, really because of you, Benji, because a lot of people have respect for you. But I've had some behind-the-scenes conversations with people, including Craig, and things like that over the last 3 days that I never thought I'd have. So I've really been looking at this thing, okay? And I'm going to tell people something to think about when you say, well, heck with him. I mean, what kind of diva is he? He doesn't want to come here. He's making this a bit, da-da-da-da-da. Here's what I would tell you people, okay? And this, honestly, this is just my opinion. A, Giancarlo Stanton plays for the Miami Marlins. Giancarlo Stanton signed a 10-year deal to stay with the Miami Marlins. Giancarlo Stanton lives in Miami. He posts selfies all the time in his condo of himself with the view behind him, okay? This is his life, okay? This is what he wants to do. He asked for the no-trade clause for a variety of reasons. It's his thing. He did it. He earned it. I'm not going to be mad at him. If that stuff's important to him, and let's face it, what's important to you may not be important to him, and what's important to him may not be important to you. But if he wants to live somewhere like that, we can't give that to him. It's not always just about our flags flying above the scoreboard like we want it to be. Now, I would say this. Jim Edmonds would be a great guy to talk to about this. I've said this 100 times because I know the answer. Jim Edmonds, ask him if he was happy when he found out he was coming here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying.
And I was there. I was there in the clubhouse when he got traded, to tell you the truth. And he wasn't pretty. He was pissed off. He threw everything away. He was really, really mad at the Angels. Really upset. He still is to this day. I don't think he ever stepped on that field. I don't think he's ever been back to that field since the trade. So he plays, man. If Giancarlo signed that deal, like you said, for 10 years, is to stay there. But if the Marlins come over and they're trying desperately to get rid of you, believe me, he's going to say, the hell with you. You know what? I'm staying. Or the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the opposite. You know, hell with you. I'm going to pick my best way and the hell with you.
Now, on the flip side of this, and this is what I say all the time, Mark McGwire is another player. Same thing. They came here and they fell in love with a lot of things. Now, a lot of people say they fell in love with the city. Well, I'm not going to – I've never asked Jim Edmonds, I mean, did you come here and you loved the view of the arch? Did you – no. I think what they fell in love with was the Cardinal situation, right? Like the fans, the competitive, all that – all things that could happen if he came here. But again, you cannot fault him if he doesn't do this. Now, the second thing that I followed up with Mitch that I really wanted to do, and the reason I did it, and the reason I went that way, Steve, and again, I know you're sitting over there, and I'm like, it's going crazy here. Fans have taken what he said on an earlier show now, and of course they've turned it into, well, we knew it. He doesn't want to play for Matheny. So I was glad to hear Mitch say, and again, you're back to all you can do is assess who you're talking to. I'm talking to a guy that has not one time tried to use rumor, innuendo, or speculation as truth. And if he's of the opinion that this is not a Matheny issue, well, then I don't know about you, Steve, but I'm going to believe him. What about you, Benji?
There's nothing to believe there, buddy. There's nothing. There's no way he's going to come here because of Matheny, or there's no way he's not going to come in because of Matheny. I got 0%. Are happening. So if you're starting thinking that way, just everybody out there just wasting your time. So just drop it and go somewhere else and try to find another argument, because that's not it.
Well, our good friend Polo Asensio said he would provide him tacos every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know, and I look, Jim, you had up there just a couple minutes ago, the selfies he takes from his balcony in his condo overlooking the Atlantic and everything down there in Miami. Can we not get the old Clarion, the one that goes around?
You just give him the whole top?
It? Give him the whole top. It overlooks the Mississippi. It'll spin around, overlook Busch Stadium. I mean, is there not – can we get innovative contracting services?
Innovative companies. Let's do it.
Innovative companies. Let's can we it. Not get them to restore the old Clarion just so Giancarlo can come here and have a little bit of home feel?
We could do that. But you know what we are going to do? You know what we are going to do? Interestingly enough – and I don't even know if you guys know this. I had a separate interview already set up for today about an interesting article that I read. And so we're going to go to him in a minute. But before we do that, what I want to remind everybody is this. There's an opportunity. I mean, there's a realistic opportunity here, whether you want to admit it right now or not, that in 2018, on opening day, Giancarlo Stanton may be riding around on the track and you may see him take his first at bat in a Cardinal uniform at Busch Stadium. I know a guy that's giving away two tickets to that game. And all you got to do is give him a call and ask him a mortgage question. Who's the guy doing that, Steve?
Steve Flowers and Emily Flowers with Supreme Lending.
And how do they get a hold of you?
They just need to call 618-655-0483.
And what do they need to do to be registered for this contest?
Well, if they just want to call in, chat a little bit about the mortgage, their mortgage situation, we'll give them one entry. If they want to take it a step further, see what we can do, help them out, whether they're buying a home or they're looking at refinancing, we'll give them five entries for that. And if they go through the entire process, we close, it'll be an additional 20 entries.
There's a lot of ways to win. Now, I can promise you this. Guys, we need to be at Busch State. That's going to be the hottest ticket in town, I promise you.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be riding around on their Ford F-150s, right?
Yeah, and his will be sagged down in the back because he's larger than life, right?
Absolutely.
He's a big, big man. So, hey, if you guys want an opportunity to win these tickets, let's hear from Steve and Emily right now. And when we come back, we're going to have Will Salisbury, who writes for KSDK. He wrote an interesting article last week that said why Giancarlo Stanton will not be here. And what he says is, look at yourself, Cardinal Nation. You've been slipping. So on the heels of Craig Mish and his thoughts, I want to get into this conversation and find out exactly how Cardinal Nation has slipped. Let's hear from Steve and Emily, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Cardinals fans. This is Steve and Emily Flowers with Supreme Lending. When we're not watching our Redbirds chase another world championship, we're helping buyers finance their dream home.
That's right. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for down payment assistance or an experienced buyer looking for your next move, you deserve the best. So call us now at 618-655-0483. We have all the bases covered when it comes to your next home loan. FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional. We do it all here at Supreme Lending.
Homeowners, with our refinance programs, you could lower your rate, get cash out to consolidate debt, or even remodel that bathroom, kitchen, or the outdoor space you've been dreaming of.
The bases are loaded in your favor here at Supreme Lending. Call us at 618-655-0483 or visit us online at steveflowers.supremelending.com or search us on Facebook at Steve and Emily Flowers-Supreme Lending.
Go Birds!
All programs and terms are subject to change without notice and subject to underwriting approval. Supreme Lending, NMLS 2129, is not affiliated with a government agency. Steve Flowers, NMLS 227652. Emily Flowers, NMLS 1256327. Missouri Company Registration 17-2156. Branch NMLS ID 1453720. Located at 361 1 Richardson Square Drive, Suite 200. Equal housing lender.
Great stuff as always, Steve-O. And again, I'm telling you, guys, if, and I know it's, and listen, some people think it's a big if, some people think it's a realist. Again, I've been touting Stanton coming here since day one, and I think it's a huge if. So to be completely honest with you, if he's here, though, I want to be there on opening day. And if you want tickets, Steve's your guy. One last time on your phone number, Steve-O.
618-655-0483.
All right, as I teased to you when we left, I was contacted actually by a guy that I've seen his stuff before and I've kind of followed him a little bit, write some interesting articles that make you think. And I love articles that make you think. Like some of the stuff, it's like I read and I go, okay, no shit, Sherlock, to be completely honest with you. But I like things that make me think, and because I love the conspiracy theories a little bit to some degree. I kind of like the other side. I always like devil's advocate stuff. I like to think of things from both sides. So I read this article and I thought this is interesting. And then actually out of the blue, guy says, hey, I'd love to come on and talk about this because I think it's relevant to what you guys have been talking about. So I'd love to welcome into the show Will Salisbury, who writes for our own KSDK in here town. How are you, Will?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. How's everybody doing?
We're doing really well. On the air here with Steve Flowers and all the way from Arizona, Benji Molina.
Hey. Hello, gentlemen.
Well, really interesting article, and interestingly enough, and I had told you before we just brought you on that you're kind of following Craig Mish, who I'm sure you're familiar with, as kind of, as I told him, he's the second most popular guy in South Florida right now here in St. Louis. So it was interesting to hear some thoughts from him on the what's going on. But, you know, he admittedly will sit here and tell you that at this juncture right now, everybody's taking what they know and trying to figure it out because – really, at the end of the day, what we haven't heard from is the man himself saying yes or no, right? Like, you're getting a lot of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then you do. Your article sparked a little thoughts for me because we as a baseball fan base pride ourselves on being this baseball heaven, you know. And Steve, what do I hate? BFIB. It's, you know, best
fans in baseball.
Drives me up a wall. I don't mind baseball heaven because the players are the ones that said that, not us. So I like that. I got no problem with that one. But we pride ourselves on it here. Your article basically comes out a little bit and says Cardinal Nation is slipping. So really, I'm just going to title the article. Then, before I do that, though, what exactly do you do with your writing for KSDK? Like, who are you, if you want to take like a 30-second and tell us who you are?
Well, sure. I'm a commentary baseball writer on there, just basically think pieces like this. And then I cover the St. Louis University Billikens men basketball kind of as a de facto beat writer for KSDK.com.
Okay, so you take this article here and you basically say, you know, why Giancarlo Stanton will not be a Cardinal, and then you follow it up with, look at yourself, Cardinal Nation, you've been slipping. So tell us your theory behind your article and kind of where it, like the inspiration behind this article.
Yeah, so basically the way I looked at things was, I understand all the reasons why someone would want to come to St. Louis based on St. Louis alone. But then you stack St. Louis against a San Francisco and a Los Angeles, where Los Angeles is coming off a 100-win season and probably the best pitcher since Greg Maddux in their rotation. And I think I had three guys with an ERA better than Carlos Martinez is in their rotation. Then you look at San Francisco, who has Bruce Bochy with three World Series rings in the last 10 years. They're both from his home state. I understand all the reasons you want to come to St. Louis, but when you stack us against San Francisco and Los Angeles, it's like I wrote, if I wasn't from here and I wasn't born at St. Louis City Hospital, if I didn't bleed Cardinal Red and I was him, yeah, I would want to go to San Francisco or Los Angeles as well. So it's just the constant of everything I read coming out of St. Louis is how great St. Louis is. And yes, that's true, but that doesn't mean you're the greatest.
You know, I look at it and I say, you know, we look at our history. I wonder, and again, maybe you know, maybe you don't, that history, does that play anything into it? I mean, let's face it. If you're looking at San Francisco, I brought this up yesterday. Yes, they have the three World Series, but the great Bruce Bochy has been there for, 11 years? He's missed the playoffs 7 times. But they've won three World Series. So I get it, And again, it comes down to what you want. So people, but what's funny is I say that and it sounds like I'm dogging on him. What I'm really saying is, for anybody that thinks that if he goes to San Francisco, they're like, well, then he's lying because that's a rebuild. Well, I don't know that it is, because I think anywhere he goes, he's a pretty good rebuild, right? Number one. And number two, they have some good pieces. Now, as a baseball guy, and you know, Benji obviously always has a pulse on San Francisco because they love him there, and he's got a lot of connections there. But the truth of the matter is, they've got some aging talent as well that they sure are counting on. Like, let's face it, Johnny Cueto wasn't very good last year. He's not getting any younger. Okay,
Jimbo.
Yep.
There's no rebuild in San Francisco when you have Samardzija, when you have Cueto, when you have Matt Moore, and when you have Posey behind the plate, when you have Pence that still can play, maybe not at his top level, but you can still have those. When you got Crawford winning Gold Glove like crazy, when you got Panic winning Gold Glove and doing this thing in the middle of the field, when you have Darren Spann coming in, you know, he might not be your Ken Griffey, but he's doing all right. When you have Brandon Belt going to be healthy, there's no freaking rebuild in there, man. They're set to go, man. They just had a bad year, maybe a couple of years, and they're going to be back, man. With that pitching, there's no way they cannot be back, man.
And that's kind of what I said. So, yeah, really, I'm with you. So I think we as fans simply look at their record last year and say, why would he go there? Like, we're really close. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they think they're close too. And if you add him, pretty good.
Yeah, I think, and that's another way that if you look at St. Louis and San Francisco as an organization, I'd say they're even. I think they're both just as good as it gets as far as running an entire baseball operation. But again, all things being equal, and first of all, Benji Molina's loved everywhere, not just San Francisco. But you put them side by side. And, I mean, honestly, why would you pick St. Louis over San Francisco? We think we're close. We love our prospects. We have the greatest prospects that ever lived when you talk to any St. Louis fan. But then I'm sure if you talk to any diehard San Francisco fan, they're going to tell you the same exact things. So who is actually better? I would say dead heat. One team's in San Francisco. And I think the big thing is if Giancarlo Stanton really wanted to go to either one of these teams, he would have said yes by now. And I honestly think he is just waiting for all of this to get out, and then he's going to want to meet with the Dodgers and see what they want to do. Because he holds all the cards, and he can bluff and stare down Derek Jeter as long as he wants. And he says, if you don't want to trade me where I want to go, then you can pay me the $300 million.
Yeah, I think like the Marlins fired their shot at him and said, hey, you may want to think about accepting a trade, or we're going to trade everybody around you. And I think he kind of went back to him and said, okay, because I'll be gone in 3 years. You know, that's because you're right. That's what I was – I mean, I've said this 100 times over. They have an acceptable offer from both the Giants and the Cardinals. And the thing is, and this is the thing, and everybody, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for this. One of the only things that everybody agrees on is they love our prospects, right? Like every writer, like they all contradict one another. The one thing they all say is the same thing. They love our prospects, right? Okay, well, then all Cardinal fans, well, it must be the money then. We lowball them. Well, no, now we find out that's not true. We actually offered more money than San Francisco. So we've offered more money, and we've offered better prospects that they love. Love enough that a couple people believe that if this thing doesn't get done, don't be surprised if fairly quickly we wind up with Ozuna or Yelich because they love our prospects that much. Mm-hmm. But so then why are the Giants even in this? Because, again, you're right. The bottom line is this. If he wanted to for sure be an – if he for and again, we can talk about the Cardinals, but he has been speculated as saying he wants to go to Cali. So there you go. You got San Francisco. They got an acceptable offer. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you accepting it? Guys, the only reason is he is trying to pull L.A. into this.
He's going to stay in Miami.
That's your vote, huh?
I'm telling you guys, if it was for all the things that you just mentioned, all of you, you said that he posted pictures of Miami, that he loved Miami. That's why he signs a 10-year deal there. He knew that they were not going to compete. He knew. Whoever tells me that Miami was going to fight for a championship in the next 10 years or whatever is crazy. So he knew that. So he knew that. So he signed that deal because of the money. So he wants to stay there. Why do you think, like, all you guys have been saying, if you haven't accepted the deal by now, it's because he doesn't want to go. And when you go to a player and you say in his face, hey, which I don't know, we don't know if that happens or not. That's what people say. But if you go to a player and you say, hey, if you don't accept this deal, we're going to trade everybody around you. you'll say, hell with you. Well, you say worse than that, but I don't like to say bad words. But you say, the hell with you, man. Go to hell. Go ahead. Trade everybody, you know. Do what you got to do. I'm staying here in my home.
Well, I got to be honest with you again. And that's the thing is, I think, you know, the other thing is, there's no doubt Miami wants him gone, but he does hold the cards and he can stay. What I loved about your article, these are my favorite things. Look, friends, I want him and Birds on the Bat as much as anyone, but I also wanted Holly Berry to be my girlfriend in high school. And then you kind of finish out with, it's hard to see yourself as truly who you are compared to a superior competition. It's like me wondering why Holly Berry didn't want me. I think I'm pretty awesome. Then I look at pictures of David Justice, Eric Benier, and Oliver Martinez. My shoulders slump, and I think, oh, that's why. Do you think Cardinal Nation, if this thing doesn't go our way, is there going to be a lot of shoulder slumping?
No, I think we'll do what we always do, which we've done since I was a kid, which is why I love us and why I hate us sometimes, is we'll go, what's wrong with that guy? Why doesn't he want to come to us? It's that they never look themselves in the mirror, and you can't blame management this time. That's what we do. We blame Mr. DeWitt. We blame, you know, John Mozeliak. But it's like they offered every possible thing they could to get this guy. And if he says no, I mean, it's got to be the city and the location. Yeah, move on. Exactly. Move on. Thank you.
Get another outfielder that can hit consistently. Get a starting pitching that we're too young about right now. Get two bullpen guys that is going to set up the bullpen for winning those 30-plus games that we lost after the sixth when we were leading. That's what we need to do if we don't get this freaking guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, your article is so well done. I know you're covering technically the St. Louis Pelicans baseball team, but man, I appreciate your writing. I thought you did really well on this. We'd love to have you on again sometime for sure.
Oh, I'd love to come back. It's a great podcast, and get to talk to a lot of fanatics. It's always fun to talk to level-headed individuals who look at things logically. And I got to reiterate what Mr. Molina said, that I really think if he doesn't go to L.A., that he's going to go, all right, I'll stay here for three more years, rake in $75 to $90 million, and then I'll sign in L.A. anyway.
I'm going to correct. The only thing you said that needed corrected today is that there's really only one level-headed guy in the whole conversation, and he's the guy in Arizona on the other line. So we appreciate it greatly. Thanks for taking the time today, and thanks for letting us discuss your article. Like I said, I thought it was very well done. Again, and if people want to follow you and read more of your stuff, how do they do so?
It's @will_KSDK on Twitter, or just go to your Google machine and type in my name and you'll find me.
The Google machine. See, you're stealing our lines. That's our line here at Two Birds on a Bat. That tells me you're a listener. Thank you so much. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey.
Have a great day. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, great article by Will Salisbury. Really makes you stop and think. And again, he's right. The one thing I like is he's an honest guy. Like, he really takes a look at it. And when he says it right. What's going to happen here is, and again, I was encouraged by our Twitter poll, but you're right. Stanton's going to get blamed. He may get booed off the field if he rolls back into town here. What do you think, Benji?
Do you think he cares?
Well, that's what I've said. I don't think he cares.
$300 million in the bank for 10 years, that it's really secure. That's really for sure that he's going to get paid. And you think he's going to care about some people booing him in L.A. or San Francisco or St. Louis? He don't give a crap, man. What we need to do as fans is keep cheering our boys, but also pay attention and hope and pray, like we've been saying for all these shows. Hope and pray that, and I know they're going to, that the St. Louis Cardinals make a move on some of the guys, because we need help. If we want to win the World Series, if you just want to be like last year or a little better than last year, then don't do anything, right? But if you want to compete with the people that we have to compete with all around the league, you better add bullpen, you better add a batter, at least one batter. And you better add your starter, man. That's priority right now. So let's concentrate and just cheering these guys on, man.
Hey, Jim, do we have to assume that Giancarlo is going to opt out after 3 years, right?
Well, I don't. I mean,
if he gets traded here or to San Fran or stays in Miami, you have to assume that he's opting out.
Well, some people say yes, but other people say, is a 31-year-old guy going to opt out is he going to opt out of all that money, especially with it being that backloaded? Is he going to give away all that money if he hasn't had MVP-type seasons? Listen, I've said 100 times over.
Yeah, but don't you want him? Yeah, but don't you want him here and have MVP seasons?
Absolutely.
But you got to think that. I mean, he's going to cost $25 million, $26 million, $26 million.
Not an issue the first 3 years.
Exactly.
For sure.
And it really doesn't go. I mean, it goes up. It caps out at 32, and then it starts coming back down.
Yeah.
It starts coming back down.
No.
But Hosmer's going to run you 20, isn't he?
I would think. I mean, again, that they're all waiting on this because J.D. Martinez, Hosmer, they're the fallback options. Their price goes up after Stanton gets traded. That's why they haven't signed.
But at 31, when he opts out, right, you got to assume, even if he only signs a 6-year deal, the contracts at that point are probably going to be pushing minimum 30, probably 35 for a guy like that.
He's going to be an interesting case because of the situation. It's all going to get dictated on his contract will be dictated on. It'll be like Alex Rodriguez when he opted out. It'll all depend on that season. I mean, right, it was a no-brainer for him to opt out. He was MVP.
I'm really, if I'm a GM, I know he's a great player, and don't get me wrong, he's a great defender in everything Stanton is. But I'm concerned that he strike out a lot, man. He gets in a lot of slumps, and if he gets to one of those slumps and he never can get out, man, it's going to be really ugly for the people who get him. But obviously, you don't think about that. You don't think about those things. You hope when you trade a guy to your place, you hope and pray that he does what he's doing or he's been doing. So let's hope that happens, man. I mean, I don't want people to think that I'm moving on from him. Of course, that if we get him, I'm the happiest guy too. I mean, he'll be great in our lineup. But if we don't get him, it's not the end of the freaking world, man. We're going to be fine if we do our best in the bullpen, like we've been talking. So it doesn't worry me either way. Like, if we get him, I'm very, very excited, very happy. Let's go. We got a shot. We got to get the bullpen and stuff. And if we don't get him, man, we got other options that would probably work better for us too.
Well, let's move on to the social media segment of portion of our show for our segments. Obviously, I want to start off today with the Twitter poll, our Innovated Heating and Cooling Twitter poll. Don't forget our friends at InnovatedCompanies.com. They put it all under one umbrella for you. When it comes to the heating and cooling arm, they handle new construction, full replacement HVAC systems. Residential, commercial, they'll do refrigeration work, walk-in coolers, duct work, sheet metal fabrication, anything you may need. Remember our friends Randy and Stephanie, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Randy's got 35-plus years experience. He is a second-generation craftsman. He takes his work very serious, and you won't find a prouder guy of what he does for a living. InnovatedCompanies.com. The Twitter poll, we've kind of covered it. I was happy about this, guys. I shouldn't have done it. I'm going to ask you the question. You ready? And you guys can answer. I'll start with Steven and go to Benji. Knowing what you currently know, I think I already know the answer, and I think we've actually covered it, but I'm going to do the formality. Knowing what you currently know, will you hold the Cards front office responsible if they fail to land Stanton? Steve-O?
God, that's a tough one. I'm just torn. I just don't want it. Like I said, Benji, you're not in the podcast studio with us, but there's a couple of other podcasts, obviously hundreds of them that go on in here. Somebody left something up here from the Clinton conspiracy theories from their political run for the last 30 years.
The body count.
So I'm sitting there reading that, and I'm thinking, is there a conspiracy? We don't get these free agents. We don't get the, and then you make it to the World Series. They're going to draw the crowds there for the next 3 or 4 years. You're going to make a run at a couple of free agents, not get them, keep drawing the crowds. Are they just dangling that carrot out there? But no, at the end of the day, I don't hold them responsible,
well,
really.
Well, and the question really is more geared towards this exact scenario because, again, what we do know now is, I would hold them responsible. Listen, I'm telling you this right now. If it came out that they offered less money and tried to lowball this, even if they said
get the hometown discount,
not the hometown discount. Even if they went this route, well, yeah, we offered less money. We gave them two of the best prospects in baseball. You're damn right, we offered less money. I would call bullshit on that, but that's not what happened. So, what do you say? Yes or no? Are they at fault?
No.
Okay, Benji, your thoughts?
Well, I'm the same way. No chance. I blame the organization for not getting him. That's not their choice. Especially if it's really true that they offer the world to this kid and to the Marlins for this kid, and he didn't accept it, there's no way we can blame the organization. No way. No chance.
Well, I agree. No way you blame them. And I was glad. And I mean, it should have been a landslide. Let's face it, they can't do anything else. But I am going to say this because you know I like to go the other way with things, right, and look at it from their perspective. So 86% of people said no way, and it's the biggest vote we've ever had. 14% said yes. I'm going to assume that some of the people that said yes are just people that will never give them a break. Because they're out there, right? And what do I say? They're the ones that bitch to bitch, right? They're not happy unless they're complaining about something with the Cardinals. Nothing will make them happy, right? But I tell you what, Steve-O, you're on to something there a little bit. I think there's a faction that look at it a little bit like what you said. I think there's some people going, look, yes, I ultimately blame them. Yes, they offered a better deal. Well, then why isn't he here? What have they done that he doesn't want to come here? Now, this situation.
What? Who's done?
Well,
the organization, Jimbo?
Well, maybe. Like, I think what people are saying is, what happened to why wouldn't you want to play in Cardinal Nation? I think some people take that really seriously.
But there's two different things. There's two different things, right? I mean, he chose not to play with us, but the organization did everything they could. So how can you blame him, though, if even if Giancarlo say, well, they didn't buy me a couple more ice cream, and then I will come here. You cannot blame them for that. I mean, that's his choice. And then the organization did everything they could. They offered the best prospects we have. Plus, they were going to take a chunk of money, a lot of it, to get this kid. And if he doesn't choose, there's no way you can blame the organization. Come on, man. There's no conspiracy there.
Absolutely.
The conspiracy could be if they don't do crap about it, or they don't offer the prospects, or they don't move around the stuff, and they let other teams ahead of them, or things like that. But man, I don't think you can blame the organization for that, man. I mean, they did everything they could, and they done everything they can. It's just up to him, I think.
Absolutely. Let's move on. We can agree
he's either going to get a huge ovation or he's going to get booed like the Dickens.
That rumor we can confirm. Let's move on to our Twitter questions brought to you by the other arm of the Innovated Companies, Innovated Electric. Also involved in new construction, panel changes, full service upgrades, panel changes. Let me tell you something. I'm not touching anything with any wires. I promise you that. I'm calling Randy. Replacement fixtures, devices, full service department, exterior, interior lighting, energy management systems. And of course, if you have any inspection violations, you want to give the Innovated Electric arm of the Innovated Companies a call. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. 35 plus years experience, second generation craftsmanship. Check them out at innovatedcompanies.com. Benji, we got some interesting questions that only you can answer, I think. So these are great. People still want to know, and we're going to go to Will RGO. Will Geo. People still want to know. So again, this is a new day. So have things changed? Has Yachty reached out and pitched to Stanton in any way or any other Cardinals that you're aware of?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you do that. I think this is all because of you're not getting a free agent. You're not getting a guy on a full trade. You know, like they're not trading a guy over here. They're waiting for him to decide yes. So I don't think anybody has contact him. Like Matt Holliday say, if he would if he had to, and Yachty would if he had to, but I just don't see it happening.
Okay, follow-up question for Yachty from Rick LeGrand, at Rick LeGrand. How much did Yachty enjoy managing the Puerto Rico team?
Oh, my gosh, he had so much fun. And the reason was when you have the right coaching staff around you and the people that go for the same goal and the people that don't argue, don't fight, they just have fun out there. He's loving it, man. They got the bronze medal. Puerto Rico got the bronze medal while qualifying for the World Cup in next year's World Cup, right? For that age, for the 23 under. So they're having fun. He's having fun, man, over there. He flies today to Jupiter, but he's good. He's having a lot of fun.
Great question. Let's move on to Eric Champion, at Eric_Champion. Do you have a gauge on how the players feel about the coaching overhaul this season, and what about the return of Oquendo?
I think everybody's very excited for the return of Oquendo. From all the guys that I text with and stuff, they're all very excited for him to be back. The professionalism, I think is what you say it, for him to bring that on to the team. And And then they're very excited to see what Willie McGee brings, because he's a big brain for baseball. He's a very great player, so having him as a coach.
they're very excited for the coaching stuff right now.
This is a good one. I'm going to expand on this one, too, because I'm curious your thought on this as a former player. Steve and I will give a logical opinion on this one, but then I won't, because it sounds logical, so then I want to get your thought on this. Steven Feistel at SFeistel1 asks, do you see the Cardinals making another trade or a signing to try to prove to Stanton to come to St. Louis before he decides? Now, hang on. I want Steve and I to give the fan thought on this. I think it's logical that if he has any concerns, like, okay, if it is San Francisco and the Cardinals, who has a better chance to compete? Which, again, according to reports, that is a concern of his. Okay, so let's say, we have to assume that the meeting with Stanton included a portion where they relayed their plans to him. Look, we're not just stopping with you. This is our intention. This is what we have. You have to believe that, right? Otherwise, why would you not? So as a fan, I would say if they've already got something cooking that doesn't have anything to do with him and you did it, I think it would send a good message. Steve, wouldn't you logically think as a fan it would?
Absolutely. I mean, you almost look at that as like nonverbal type stuff.
Right.
You know,
like, look at us, what we're doing.
If there's another move, which goes back to the Diaz thing, you know, the chess game there with moving Alidmus Diaz up to Toronto, does that scream of part of the Stanton deal, or does that scream of, hey, there's a secondary deal happening? Does it happen prior to Stanton to show him we're serious about really upgrading the team to make the run at it? Or is that something that, okay, if this doesn't happen with Stanton, it's a fallback? What is it? What's going to be that play right there?
So Benji, as a player, I want you to take your fan hat off now. I want you to put your player hat on. If it was you, would you be looking at what that club was doing to say, man, not only do they want me, they're improving by getting this guy too? Man, that makes me believe that they're going to win. They want to win.
Heck yeah. 100%. It helps out a lot. I mean, right now it doesn't help because we haven't done anything, right? So, but if it did happens to, we have Wade Davis 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden we traded for, we signed Eric Hosmer, and now we have Wade Davis behind in the bullpen, and now we have Eric Hosmer at first. I bet you anything that'll help to get him over here, for sure it will help. I'm not saying that's what needs to be happening, you know, of course, but if it did happen like that, I bet you yes. It has to do a lot with that for him to come over.
All right, last question, and this is kind of really how we're going to end the show, basically, as far as the stuff today as we enter. Got it. Like I said, it almost feels like a hostage. This takes me back to a kid when every night on the news it was day whatever of the
Give
Iran.
Give me back my son.
It was of the crisis, because man, it's like, man, this thing's going. Obviously, the levity's not the same.
Right. I mean,
we were talking about a major thing with American hostages, but man, it's got the feel to it of, man, I mean, how long is this going to be? Like, when's the end of the road coming, even though some people say it's coming? Here's the last question really of the day, and we'll all answer this one, even though I know they want to know what Benji really thinks. David Burton at NotRub73 asks, so, do you think Stanton will come to the Cardinals? Steve, I'll start with you. Does he come here?
No, and I hope he doesn't. My plan's bigger than that.
Wow.
I just think that
I didn't ask you to expand, but please go ahead.
But you're talking about 3 years. I think really he's an opt-out guy. I'm really hoping that we go a different direction. We've all talked about it. We got that text feed that goes on. Benji wakes up at all hours of the night and starts texting us about guys that he wants on his Christmas list.
He forgets that he's behind us. And
so
he's up swimming, and we're sleeping in the cold here in the
exactly.
Midwest.
But at the end of the day, I would rather them. I really think that you can get some guys that set us up for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years to be competitive as opposed to the 3 with Stanton.
Okay. Benji, does Stanton come to the Cardinals?
I don't see it happening, guys. Do I wish? Yeah, I wish that he makes up his mind and come over. That would be great for the Cardinals. I just don't see it happening. I think he has his sights in Miami. He has his sights in the West Coast before coming over here to us. But I'm with Steve on this one. If we don't have him and we can add on to a 3-year deal with Hosmer and then a 3-year deal with somebody else in the bullpen that can help us,
and things like that. And a starter, man, I mean, I'll take that. I don't care about Stanton right now if he doesn't come over, right?
Right.
So that'll be my thinking.
All right, I'm going to go the opposite way you knew I was going to. And I'm going to say he's going to come here, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my new conspiracy theory why he's coming here. Are you guys ready?
I love it. Let's do it.
You ready? All right. So here's the deal. I agree. Like, again, you have to look at everything involved here. If it was just about California, why is he not in San Francisco right now? Right? Okay. Now, you can also say, well, then why is he not in St. Louis?
It could be just thinking about it, though.
Hang on. Let me finish because this is a good one. You guys are going to like this. Then why is he not in St. Louis then, Jim? Because he's got two choices. I don't believe I believe he has two choices that he knows of right now. There's no doubt in my mind, I've said this once, he is trying to pull L.A. into this thing. I think L.A. sits this one out and says to themselves this. The reason we're going to have to sit this one out is we are already in money problems here. Now, if we really want to, we could take this money on. But if we wait 3 years, he's going to come here anyway. And in 3 years, we can get our money problems fixed. I know they're going to have to pay Kershaw again. I know all that. That's not my point. My point is, 3 years from now, they can figure out Puig, right? Gone, right? The money that they're paying to, like, Crawford and Gonzalez, gone. They are in a better spot 3 years from now, and they know they're going to get him. I think he comes to the Cardinals, and people are going to go, well, Jim, then why doesn't he go to the Giants and then opt out and go to L.A.? Benji, you know as well as anybody, it's that there would be a little bit of repercussion from him. And we say he doesn't care. It's a lot easier to opt out of the Cardinals and go to L.A. than to opt out of San Francisco and go to L.A. because that is a big deal there with the fan base. That's my theory. My theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then let me follow this up.
Okay, that's my theory.
And here's your poll question.
And he says, you know what? I have these guys telling me what a great baseball town this is. I'll go play baseball there for 3 years. Let's see what happens. Yeah, you know what? I believe Mo. They're making all these moves. They got a great farm system. They're close. Let's go see what happens. But I'm leaving in 3 years.
Here's
anyway.
Your poll question.
All right.
I want this one out. For next time?
Okay.
Without knowing where Stanton goes, who wins the World Series first between Miami, St. Louis, San Fran, and L.A.?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Without knowing what Stanton what happens to him, who's going to win it first?
Great question. We will send that one out.
We are.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Hey, everybody, thanks for all your questions today. Thanks for jumping in on all of our social media segments. We appreciate everything. Let me tell you, great show today. This guys, best one we've done, no doubt about it. Got to tell you. I'm serious. Craig Mish followed up with Will. Great show. Appreciate it. Again, I know I agree with our friend Mo's algorithm. I mean, we're beating this dead horse, but you have to. We are literally on
it's
hold.
It's the only Cardinal
it's
news
the only
going
thing.
On.
There is nothing else going on. I don't know what else we're supposed to do. Nobody wants to hear about where I was in 1982 when Jack Clark hit the home run, even though it's a great story. But the truth of the matter is that's all that's going on. So we want to ask you, check us out, twobirdsonabat.com. Do your shopping with us through Amazon. Click on that Amazon banner. Do your Christmas shopping. You doesn't cost you anything, but we get a referral, right? You do your shopping, we get a very small referral. So check us out there at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show through there. Find us on our social media pages, at Birds on a Bat Show. Hit us up on Facebook. Our big ask from you now is go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our Facebook page, click invite your friends, invite all your Cardinal friends or anybody that you think would like the show. We would greatly appreciate it. Find us on Instagram as well, Birds on a Bat Show podcast. Guys, thanks for everybody listening and paying attention. All of our social media outlets that help grow this show. Couldn't do it without RileySquirrel.com. Nate McHenry, the great Riley Squirrel Club. Check it out at RileySquirrel.com. For less than the price of a coffee, price of a cup of coffee, you too can receive that premium podcast, but also be eligible to win the great prizes, compliments of Fan Cave Sports, by just being a member of the Riley Squirrel Club. Check out Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7. Talk to Chris Lawless. He's finally coming on, guys. I think he's coming on next Monday. Chris Lawless will be on the show from Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. He's been with us since the beginning. Great Facebook pages. Really involves himself within the baseball community. Arch City Sports on board now. Special thanks to McLight. Cardinal Freaks, always been with us. St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite. And our newest member, Everything STL Sports. For all the guys here at Lineup Media FM, our producers Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, who do all the work behind the scenes, everybody at lineupmedia.fm, the fastest growing podcast company on the planet. Let's go Cards!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.